to keep them from knowing what it is, because we promise you, what it is isn't weird, and what they think it is, is. But all of that aside, so you have someone that you really care about, and his life experience does not support his dream. When he focuses on how it is, it's hard for him to be a believer of his own dream. And so we're teasing you just a little bit, and you think that by throwing in some phrases like you can be or do or have anything that you want, or even you create your own reality, would be enough to offset everything that he's living. In other words, that's a big current. And so
agreed.
As we have been saying for a very long time, as if it mattered at all, words don't teach. We can't even teach you that words don't teach with words. Words don't teach, you see. And so there isn't anything that you could say or that we could say that would help him. And so what's our objective here? Our objective is to somehow find a way to help him for a moment here and a moment here and a moment here and a moment here believe his dream. In other words, our complete objective is to get him in the vortex where his dream is. So every time he watches something wonderful on television with one of the, he puts more in his vortex. Every time he feels too small to do that, he puts more in his vortex. In other words, so he's putting all of this in his vortex, and we want to say to you, if you can't get in his vortex where you're believing his dream, then you're of no value to him either. The first thing you got to do is get in the vortex where those possibilities are rendezvousing. You can't inspire him to something from outside the vortex, you see. So
yes.
The first question you want to ask yourself relative to the upliftment or the helping of anyone, are you worth the trouble of me getting to the vortex for you? That's really a good question. Are you worth the trouble of me getting in the vortex? Well, what would that require? What trouble would it be for you getting in the vortex? Well, it's really, there's a big list. You got to get happy. Am I willing to get happy to help you? Am I willing to believe in your dream to help you? No, I don't think so. That's way more work than I can do. Because I'm focusing upon reality, and you're a scrawny little kid. And it's so much easier for me to see you not living your dream than to see you living your dream. And it would take hard work for me to imagine. It's so much easier for me to just observe. It's a lot easier for me to observe what is and not be a match to your dream than it is for me to imagine your dream. But do I care enough about you to get in the vortex? That's the first thing that you got to do. And when you get in there, then all kinds of things will occur to you. You can only coax someone into the vortex from in the vortex. That's what inspiration is. You inspire them in. You can't motivate them in. Get in. Get in. Get in. You cannot motivate someone into the vortex. They never go. They never, ever go, you see. So,
So what
you do is you have dreams. You have your own dreams, and you get in the vortex. You demonstrate your own dreams. You teach through the power of your example. You say to him, I cannot create for you, but I can create for me. And these are things that I want. Now, just keep an eye out, because here's something that I want right now. What's something that you want right now that is not manifesting in your experience? What do you want? Speak it out loud to him. Speak it out loud to him. I'm standing here in this situation, and what I want is over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then let him witness with his own experience. Let him hear you out of the vortex. Let him hear you in the vortex. Let him see you making an effort to be there. Let him see you tuning yourself deliberately. Let him understand that you know that you cannot have this manifestation if you don't tune yourself to it. Teach him about the vortex through the power of your example, you see. And we promise you, he'll get in there and he'll get what he wants. Because there are a lot of people that were smaller than he is that live that dream, you see. And we're not kidding you. Give him that piece of it. He can be big and strong and tough without being tall. Then there's plenty of history to show that. And then talk to him about the center of gravity. Tell him how it's a lot easier to stay standing when you're low to the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
And now we've had this conversation, if you start watching some football, you'll see what we mean.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can definitely be good with that, and I have one more.